Kicking off last Thursday, down at the TIFF Bell Lightbox, as you may well know, we are very proud to be associated with TIFF Bell Lightbox. Mm-hmm. They have a new Cinematheque screen, Art Cinema Painters on Screen, which seems to me to be a natural thing.
Mm-hmm.
From the time film was invented. And joining us in the studio is programmer Amanda Brayson. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
It really is. I mean, it's like film, particularly color film, when it was first introduced, is a wonderful thing to do biographies and stories on painters.
Yeah, so this is a really great opportunity to explore some artist biopics of some of the most famous artists throughout art history.
Yes.
You know, we have painters like Caravaggio, Michelangelo, Frida Kahlo, Jean-Michel Basquiat. You know, these are all household names, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Sure.
And then on top of that, you know, we have also some of the most celebrated filmmakers as well in the series. We have Maurice Piala, Henri-Georges Clouzot, John Huston, Derek Jarman. So really, you know, I really think that if you're a film lover or an art lover, there's really just something for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, whose idea was it to do this?
Your idea? Who's responsible? So TIFF senior programmer James Quant put this series together. And in James, you know, we are absolutely so truly lucky to have him. Not only has he been programming films for decades now, he also writes as an art critic for Art Forum.
Ooh.
So in James, we have this absolutely stunning, stunning resource, and there couldn't be a better person to put it together.
Fabulous. Perfect.
Now, there are 18 films in total?
Absolutely, 18. So we opened, as you said, last Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and we still have 10 films left in the series, so there's still plenty to see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the ones, I mean, and I remember seeing this when it first came out, Basquiat, with directed by Julian Schnabel.
Oh my gosh, isn't that such a fantastic film?
It's a great movie.
You know what's actually really
with
interesting?
With Bowie as Warhol.
Oh my God. Wow. I know, don't give it all away.
Oh, sorry.
What's really interesting, I'm so glad that you brought it up. What's so great about Basquiat is we have this very interesting connection between film and art again.
Mm-hmm.
So Julian Schnabel is not only a filmmaker, but he's also an incredibly celebrated painter in his own right. And funnily enough, he was actually working in New York in the 1980s, around the same time as Basquiat, and would absolutely have been, you know, kind of going in the same circles as him.
Sure. Did they know each other? Do you know that?
I believe so, yeah. So he took up this film as kind of a dedication to his fellow painter and late friend. And what's actually even doubly great about this screening coming up on Thursday of Basquiat is we have another artist here to introduce the film. We have Curtis Tall Santiago coming to introduce Basquiat. He is an artist who was born in Toronto, but has since moved to Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And he's here to talk about Basquiat's immense legacy that he's had over artists, so many artists since him, but also over his own work as well.
It's amazing when you think about artists, like just using him as an example. I mean, not only are they tailor-made for film because of they worked in the visual medium, but their lives were so dramatic at the same time.
Absolutely. So you know? Dramatic. You know, I think that this series really offers an opportunity for audiences to immerse yourself in a different time, in mm-hmm. a different place, and to be able to kind of look through some of the challenges that these artists might have faced in their own time. And what's so great about the series is that we do have many guest speakers coming to kind of contextualize these films as well.
Right.
And what's so great about all this is that you don't have to travel to go and see these great works of art.
Absolutely.
You just got to travel down to King. Yeah.
It's wonderful. And these people that you've brought in, I mean, they are the people to be doing this. I mean, really.
Dot Tour, for example, coming in and talking about Frida Kahlo.
So,
exactly. So we had Dot Tour, who is an OCAD professor, come speak to Frida on Friday night. And what's so amazing about Toronto is that we are just surrounded by such a rich and diverse artistic community here. You know, we're so, so lucky. And Dot actually, funnily enough, not only is this her absolute area of expertise, but she also curated the AGO retrospective of Diego Rivera and Frida Kahlo a few years ago.
And I wonder, you know, where else in this city could you do all of this? There's no, because TIFF Bell Lightbox is like the perfect place to be doing a program like this.
Absolutely. We're so lucky at TIFF. You know, it's one of the few places in Canada that you can experience film on film on 35 millimeter and 70 millimeter as well.
I was going to mention the 70 millimeter with Carol Reed's Agony and the Ecstasy with Kirk Douglas, if I'm not mistaken.
actually, for this one, it's Michelangelo is the artist who's focused on this one.
Oh.
And that's played by Charlton Heston.
Right. But that's cool, though. I mean, 70 millimeter, like, that's perfect for this.
It is basically one of the best filmic experiences that you can have in a cinema.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What is 70 millimeter?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm sorry.
No.
I just, you know, maybe there are other listeners that also would like to know.
Don't be sorry at all. Okay, so very, very briefly, 70 millimeter is a film material. So back when film was shot on a material, celluloid, and not digitally. So it was shot on traditionally 35. And I don't know if you are familiar with, maybe you used your parents' camera and it was a 35 millimeter and you maybe loaded the film and you can kind of remember what it looked like. 70 millimeter is roughly double the size.
Yeah, it was like IMAX before IMAX.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
So does that make everything sharper?
Yeah, there's so much more detail available in these films.
That's great.
And so we have a very rare print of The Agony and the Ecstasy coming to TIFF for not one but two screenings this week on Friday and Saturday. So
nice.
If Friday, please come Saturday. And I think that not only what's great about this one is that the format of the film is epic in and of itself, but the story the film tells is epic as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have Michelangelo pitted against his patron, Pope Julius II, who's played by Rex Harrison also.
Of course, yes.
No big deal. and so we have...
Dismiss him.
I like that.
So we have these two amazing figures in history. And, you know, the focus of which is the 4 years that it took Michelangelo to paint the Sistine Chapel. So mm-hmm. just an immense epic tale on an epic film format.
Now, let me ask you, it's probably very unfair for me to ask you this question.
Go ahead.
But in the time that we have left in this, till the 22nd of May, mm-hmm. if you had to pick just one film to come see,
what
would
fair.
It be?
I don't think it's fair.
I know, because they're like their children, right? You love
you know
them
what?
All.
Okay, so I'll do three.
Okay, please.
Basquiat.
Right.
You're coming for Basquiat. You're coming for The Agony and the Ecstasy.
Okay.
And then I really think that my personal choice, I would love people to come out to see Camille Claudel, 1915.
Mm.
I think that it's going to be such a beautiful film to be able to watch in a cinema. You know, we have the filmmaker Bruno Dumas, who cast the immeasurably talented Juliette Binoche to play Camille Claudel.
She can't do any wrong.
She can't.
No,
she you know, it doesn't get better than that, you know.
Yeah.
And we have Camille Claudel... Juliette Binoche plays Camille Claudel, who was a French sculptor, so not a painter in the series.
Yeah.
Just the one outlier. And then who was lovers to Pierre-Auguste Rodin. And, yeah, so another famous artist throughout history. And what's interesting is that this film takes up, at a point in her life, the last 30 years that she spent in an asylum.
Right.
She suffered a great crisis in her life. And so this film takes up at that juncture and tells that story of her last years as an artist.
Fantastic. Nice. Well, the whole series is spectacular, and I want to thank you very much for coming in today
indeed.
And sharing with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I've been speaking to programmer Amanda Brayson all about the Cinematheque program Painters on Screen, which is happening through until May 22nd down at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. For more on this information, because you'll want to get tickets for this, you can go to their website, which is tiff.net.